Hello.
Hi, is this John?
This is John.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from the home care agency, Family First Care, in regards to Miss Jill and her home care application.
Yeah, is this from where? From where?
It's called Family First Care. I just wanted to let you know I still had you on the list. How is she doing with the application if you guys went through?
We didn't get no application.
So you did not begin it?
I didn't get no application.
Wait, I'm sorry?
I don't think I got the application.
So you guys had set up the assessment back on June 29th.
Was somebody coming to my house, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Can I still be a home care nurse, too?
Wait. Did you go through the...
I went through two things, and I had two visits.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need to know. So did you guys get anything in the mail regarding her financial information?
If we did, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to see if... So what'll happen is they'll request anything to do with her income and resources for proof of... I can reach out to the county and see what specifically they're going to have her hand in. It should just be like her social security amount where she gets it deposited. If she gets it on an access card, they'll make sure.
She gets social security direct deposit into her bank account, and she gets pension checks, but they're paper checks.
Okay. And the pension's paper?
Yeah, two of them.
And you get it cashed?
We deposit it.
Okay. Into that bank account, same one?
Same one as the social worker.
So they're going to want, and this is going to sound a little nutty at first, but every single state in the U.S. needs this for Medicaid. So for the bank account, she's going to need to hand in a five-year look back. The most recent, I want to say 2 or 3 years, so from 2025 up until 2023, they will need all the bank statements, but for the
last... Open a bank account. When did you open a bank account? When did you open a bank account?
She just opened it. Perfect.
No. I don't know how long ago. How long has your bank account been open? I'm talking to somebody. October last year? Last year her bank account was open. Before that, she didn't have... That's when her social security started, too, I think.
Okay. No problem. That actually makes it easier for me. I'm going to let the county know, and then I'm going to see if they waive the five-year look back and see if she can hand in from October of last year up until present day and see if they'll accept that instead, okay?
Okay.
If you want, you can go ahead and request those because they will want you to hand them in regardless.
Bank statement since October, since you opened her account.
I'm sorry?
Bank account statement since October.
Yes. Since when she opened the account. And they will want that. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to reach out to the county. I'm going to get the rest of her information, like her case record number. Work on those bank statements. Write down. My name is Allison.
Okay. I think your name pops up on my phone when you call. So
perfect.
I'll lock this number in then.
Keep it saved. I work as an enrollment specialist to help families and patients who don't understand the application or the process through it. So I can kind of pinpoint and help you guys hand in any finances that you need and get you finalized on this.
Straight before she gets home to your nurse.
Yeah. So how
long will it take to do all this work, all this procedure we got to do before she gets a home nurse?
So what'll happen is when you hand in the paperwork, they'll probably go into like a week approval, like a pending approval, and then they will I'm looking at the calendar now. It should be instated by the first of next month. It'll be like a week for them to pen the application, and then like a week for them to set up the appointment for hours. And then pretty much by the first of the next month she'll be enrolled.
I'm gonna go to PNC today and get request that then. And then once I get the bank statements, would I do hold on to them and send them in?
Yes. So you can either bring them down to the county assistance office or if you would like.
Where's
PNC,
the county assistance office? In City Hall?
Let me see. So you know what? If you want, you can have PNC fax them to my office and I can email it directly to the county. I'm going to...
Can you fax me your fax number?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Can you fax me your fax number?
Yes. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to pull it up. So I'm going to explain something while I text you. So what happens is Northampton, you guys are in Northampton, correct?
Correct.
So since it is such a small county, they outsource. They don't cover it directly in Northampton. It is in Bradford County. So what I'll do is I'll save you the trip. So I'm going to text you my fax. 01 and attention, Allison. And I'm texting the same number I called you on.
Okay.
Perfect. So I said, here's the fax and write attention, Allison. So you can have them send me those statements.
I just received the text.
Beautiful. And then what'll happen is I will call you to let you know that I got them, and I'll send it over to the county for you.
Okay. So as soon as I get the bank statements, fax them over to you.
Yep.
All right. I'll
you have
that.
A text from me before that?
I don't know. Do I?
Scroll up. Do you have anything before that or no?
I didn't look. I'm putting a speakerphone.
Yeah,
I'm sending it again, just so you have my contact.
Let me go to my fax. My texting.
Car behind you.
I just received another one, Allison.
Perfect. So I just sent you my contact information. That's the same text that I had sent you before. It has my home care agency. It has my position. I'm a waiver application specialist. Any questions you guys have, just call me, okay?
Where's your fax number? Okay.
Okay, so 267-551-7401 is the fax. Beautiful. All right. So just let me know when you're able to go down there. And
the fax is over to you?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, and then I will look in my fax, and I will call you to confirm that I received them.
Okay, thank you, Allison. I'll
you are so
right
welcome.
Now.
Of course. Call
thank
me if you.
You
need me, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.